Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Answer the internet, you bet. Learned a lot. Maitland won't floss with her hair. Mm-mm. Off the air, I told her that my wife sometimes flosses with her hair at home. And Maitland said my wife is gross.
Yeah. It's a little unusual at home where floss is readily available.
Not in the basement where we're sitting.
Who willingly puts hair in their mouth?
Well, I can name one.
Well, I mean.
You're willing to try it?
No.
Is that, like, the worst for you?
That
like
would
a rogue hair in food?
I would puke, like, instantly.
So if you're eating something, what if it's your hair?
I still, like, I try to get over it. I'm like, it's my own hair. It's fine. It's fine. But I will eventually just gross myself out of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever had that happen, like, at a restaurant?
Yeah.
Where was it? I think we were, like, backstage before a night show or something, and they had ordered pizza for us, which we were super happy for. And then we took a bite. And then it turns out that there was one hair that like wove back and forth on the pizza. So when you like, pulled it out, you could see the cheese. You pulled it out from the bottom of the triangle and you could see the cheese move where the friction was dragging all across the rest of the top.
Well, it's cooked.
Did we still eat that slice of pizza, Maitland?
You did.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus, we got to eat.
I'm proud of how well you know us.
Got to eat. It was cooked.
I shouldn't.
All the bugs were off it.
Be enjoying how gross this is for you.
I hate it.
Steve, at what age should you give up on saving yourself for the right person if you haven't found them?
Six.
I gotta have some hard conversations with my boys when I get home.
That's
hey, look, you've had a long life now, and you just haven't met the one, so time to settle. I'm 9. Too bad. Steve said 6.
Yeah.
Kelly?
You know, I believe that love has no number, no age associated to it. We got a guy right down the hall who's, how old is our Father God, Andy?
I think he's 81. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, and he's engaged. Found love of his life this late in life.
Yep.
That's wonderful.
Heck yeah.
So I would tell people never to give up.
I agree.
I agree too. Yeah,
I mean,
I think you find the right one, you find the right one. I don't think you give up or settle.
I was always worried if you settle and then you meet the right one somewhere else. Ooh. And now your choice is be with the wrong one or cheat.
Ooh. Yeah.
Hmm. Good luck with that. Okay. Now, sometimes these are sports and I normally skip them. But now that Maitland's in the big room, if football was an Olympic sport, Maitland, who would be Team USA's quarterback?
Oh. Who is quarterback?
Well, that's the guy who the ball goes to.
Like you're
that's
saying,
a fine
like,
follow-up.
No, like, who right now is a quarterback in the NFL?
There are many.
There's like 32 of them.
Jared Goff.
You think he's the best one?
I think.
He's the one you can think of?
He's the best one for America.
What about State Farm's Patrick Mahomes?
You know, no.
I don't like his brother or his wife, so he's out.
Or his voice.
Oh, yeah, Kermit.
Yeah,
throw a pass.
Kermit-y.
Hey, guys, we won the game. We get gold.
Well, that's good. Your whale is still the pinnacle, but your Pat Mahomes at the Olympics is pretty good.
It's pretty good, yeah.
Hot Wings, what's a little thing someone might do that alerts you that they are, in fact, a lunatic?
Oh, my God. So, but a little thing. Okay. Because it's easy to think of, like, outrageously big things. A little thing. Oh, they collect their finger and toenail clippings.
Ew.
Well, that Yeah, that I don't even know. Does that count as a little thing?
Well, it would be a subtle thing that you might not realize that they were doing it first.
That's true. They're cutting them and then they put them in their pocket.
You know, yeah, you think you know, they're going to clean them up and throw them away. And then you realize, yeah, they put them in their pocket or into a drawer.
Or a little clippings jar.
Ooh. Ooh.
Tommy, phone calls. Could you beat up Tom Cruise in a fight?
Yeah, he's a tiny little man.
And, what? Do you have a mirror and television? Because you're not exactly a giant.
Yeah,
walking
I mean,
in.
Yeah, know. I've got like 2 inches on this man.
You do?
Yeah, he's only like 5'6", I think.
Okay.
And I'm a 5'8 king. and I'm proud of it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but Tom Cruise is 5'7".
Okay, well, I only need that 1 inch. Size doesn't matter, right, guys?
Yeah.
But didn't he scale the Burj Khalifa or last year?
He can run really
fast.
Yeah, he
does. He's got
sounds like you're coming to get him.
Yeah,
slowly.
But we don't know if he can run really fast because he has that rule that no one's allowed to run with him in movies.
That's true.
That's true.
So he might be horrendously slow.
He's got great form, though.
He does. He had like an Olympic trainer that showed him how to properly run because he just wants to run so good.
What a life.
What a life.
Kelly, would you rather...
Hey, wait, can I tell you what I think is a subtle sign of somebody being a psychopath?
Oh, I'd love that. Yeah, we should have spent more time on that.
Drinking milk out of a straw. I think it's so weird.
Like, unless you're a kid.
Nope, even a kid doing
it. What?
So my kids are both...
Kids drink everything out of straws.
Yeah.
They think
but
it's neat.
Milk, that's gross. Milk out of a straw? Nope, it needs to come out of like an opening in the top of a cup.
I had 4 drinking hot chocolate with a straw yesterday at our house.
Psychotic.
Or like chocolate milk with a fun swirly straw?
Yeah.
Can't beat it.
I think a psychopath is a person who thinks it's weird when kids drink things out of straws.
Milk, not things. Milk.
Milk.
Only milk.
So hot chocolate was okay?
No, it's a milk. That's milk with
it's
chocolate
not.
In it. It's hot chocolate milk. That's all chocolate milk or hot chocolate is.
Yeah.
I think hot chocolate out of a straw is even worse. Who drinks hot drinks out of a straw?
I don't know. I thought
children.
It was weird, too.
Weird.
Kids do.
Kids are weird. Kids are all kids are little psychopaths. Are you kidding me?
Maitland, what's something that you think is a subtle thing that shows that someone is a weirdo?
Picking their eyelashes. Like if they're sitting
like
there.
Like the nervous.
Like, yeah. There was a kid when I used to ride the bus in college and we must have had class at the same time. Because he was always on the bus with me and he would sit there the entire bus ride and just pluck out all of his eyelashes.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Wait, eyelashes?
Lashes.
Oh, because when you first said it, I was thinking you were talking eyebrows.
Yeah.
I think
he
probably moved on to those after he was out of lashes.
Probably.
Oof. Every couple days, I'll pull on mine a little bit, but that's just to get any loose ones so they don't fall in my eyes.
That checks out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you never do that? You just
I don't.
I just pulled out one, and now that won't end up in my eye.
Before you started that maintenance system, did you have a lot of...
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
Have you ever
seen my eyelashes? They're long and lustrous.
Oh, no, I guess I never paid attention, but I
have beautiful eyelashes,
I
and
have,
they would fall in my eyes sometimes.
I have stubby fat lashes for my fat eyelids, so I guess they just hang right in there, deep-rooted systems.
Yeah, they're good, man. So, yeah, every now and then, get the loose ones.
Kelly, would you rather fart popcorn or sneeze butter?
Ooh, I like both of those.
I like both of those.
I do.
Let me fill your bowl.
Oh, man.
I think I'd rather fart popcorn because sneezing butter, I feel like, could get really greasy on my clothes.
Your acne would just
You're already hard on your clothing.
I know, exactly. Yeah. I'm already kind of oily.
See, is the popcorn, like, completely clean and edible? Or is it?
That's
well, I mean, as much as butt popcorn can be clean and edible, I guess.
It's fart-popped popcorn.
I mean, would you fart use popcorn. The butter out of the nose?
If it's perfectly clean, like if it's sanitized.
But
I don't think it can be. It came out of a nose or a butt.
This is fantasy world. Anything can happen. You just ask if you farted popcorn.
Do you eat any of your other
stuff? You can't come at me and be like, no, that doesn't make sense. What you're saying is dumb.
Use some science, stupid.
Do you eat any of your other secretions, Steve?
Imagine if you had one of those really long farts, though, and how great it would sound, because you know how cool popcorn sounds when it's popping.
Oh, yeah, and it'd sound like when you're doing microwave popcorn and you're like, pull it out when it doesn't pop for 3 seconds.
Yes.
You're like, nope, one more step, two more kernels.
Yeah, see, that's a good question. That's another step, though. Is it you're farting popcorn that's already popcorn, Or is it popping as it's coming out of you?
Oh, I was picturing it popping as it's
like,
coming
are you
out.
Yeah. popping out popcorn? Oh,
yeah.
See, I was picturing
I'm a popcorn machine.
Like, full
That's what I when
out.
You said fart popcorn. I thought like it was coming out as popcorn, but you're it's popping as it's coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like your ass, like your butt is a popcorn popper.
That's why I giggled because that
colon,
sounds cute and fun.
Your
I know,
colon
right?
is the Jiffy Pop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bring your refillable bucket. I'm going to sit and squat for a second.
Boy, would that be funny.
Imagine if you're
what
like,
a stage show. Try to do that at the night show this
season. You're hanging out around the house and you got some friends over watching a movie. Like, anyone need more popcorn? You pull your leg back. Like,
oh, especially day you go get a milkshake or something and just be like, hey, everybody, come over. We're gassed.
Just
bad
over
news yesterday was nothing
popcorn.
But dairy and beans.
Wait till you see how I add butter.
Achoo.
Get your red robe on, honey. Let's see. Okay, Hot Wings, this one's for you.
Okay.
Because you were the first one to alert me that this is something that happens. Mm-hmm. Would you rather take a scooter to the shin once a month, once a day for a month?
Oh, like one of those little razor ones like kids have? Oh, God, those hurt so bad.
Hot Wings mentioned that one time, and I had never had it happen. And then after that, it happens every time where you pick it up, and then the part you ride on spins around, and it always hits your shin.
Oh, my God, it hurts so
Or listen to the song bad. Baby Shark for 3 straight days, day and night. And you can't lower the volume.
Okay. What is the length for the first one you said?
Once a day for a month.
Oh, I'd rather listen to Baby Shark for 3 days. I would hate it. It would drive me crazy. Yeah. But I don't like to be hurt. And that is like one of the worst hurts you can sustain.
The shins?
Yeah.
Making me nauseous.
Oh, they hurt so bad. It's immobilizing.
Last one if we have time. Maitland, what's the most accurate stereotype? Just kidding.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle. Because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2 times the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.